Hello, it's Liam and Mel here from Pet Food Direct.
Hello.
We just want to make this recording based really on lots of emails and calls we get from people from time to time who are just having problems with getting their dogs to eat properly. It seems there's a lot of fussy dogs out there, aren't there?
There sure is.
But interestingly enough, I think what we've found is a lot of people who are tearing their hair out about getting their dogs to eat. It's often just a little bit of information and a little bit of looking at things in a slightly different way that makes all the difference. So hopefully you'll find some of this information interesting, and we thought we'd make this recording because it's just a bit easier than saying the same thing 100 times, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully you'll find it helpful. Well, so anyway, yeah, we get these calls from people, don't we, and emails about fussy dogs, but I mean, I guess we should think first off the most obvious reasons why a dog would be fussy with food, or why they wouldn't eat their food. And obviously, the most obvious thing is probably what food they're actually being fed in the first place, because there are lots of foods out there. I mean, as we know, being in the dog food business, not all dog foods are the same. And, you know, if you're going to feed your dog something that's full of things that it's not really suited to eating and it doesn't like, it can't digest it properly, or you know, there's even foods that have got allergy causing ingredients, well, you know, it's hardly surprising that he's not going to eat it. And I was just looking at a couple of foods here that people often, you know, when they come to us, they're currently feeding their dogs, and it's a good first step, isn't it, I think, for people to look at the ingredients in the food. But for instance, this one here, which is I suppose we can mention names, it's called Beneful, and it's got ground yellow corn as the main ingredient. Well, that's not so bad. We've got corn in most of ProPak as well, but as a first ingredient, the main ingredient is probably not really going to be the tastiest thing the dog's going to eat. Next, it's got chicken byproduct meal, and what that basically is really anything that's part of a chicken that isn't meat. It's basically described as unfit for human consumption, so it can have anything in it you like feet, beaks, undeveloped eggs. Not exactly appetizing for a dog, really. Then we've got corn gluten meal, which, again, I'm just looking at the definition here, it's the rubbery residue remaining once the corn has had most of its carbohydrate, which is the good stuff, washed out of it. So there's not a lot of appetizing stuff in there. Then we've got whole wheat flour. And of course, wheat's one of those things that commonly causes allergies in dogs. Animal fat, which is pretty well rendered soup from animals. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's any fat really. What people need to realise is when it's animal or meat.
Not specified.
Then it is definitely rubbish. And also, people should keep in mind that the ingredients that are listed are always listed in volume before they are have been processed. So the very main ingredient will always be the first.
Yeah. Before it's dehydrated. And I see this has also got things like sugar and sorbitol in it. Well, there's really no place for any of that sort of stuff feeding any animal, is there? So that's Beneful. Here's Pedigree, and again, corn seems to be the main ingredient. Then it's got meat and bone meal. Now that sounds appetizing, but what meat and bone meal is, it's basically the leftovers of slaughterhouse waste. And according to just one definition I'm reading here, it can contain everything like heads, hooves, miscellaneous organs, you name it, from any animal whatsoever. So it's, again, you know, unfortunately, possibly even other cats and dogs.
And again, the meat, it's, you know, non-generic.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah. And a lot of them, aren't really designed to be appetizing for dogs. Then it's got corn gluten meal, which again is a bit of a byproduct, and chicken byproduct meal, animal fat again, more wheat. So it's just not really a very appetizing, if you think of a dog naturally, what it's going to eat, there's not a lot there that it would naturally go for in the wild. So, you know, I know we're very, very, what's the word, behind Propec as a food, but it does it does pay to look at the ingredients that are in the food. Okay, so that's the first thing, is to look at what you're feeding your dog, and you know, not just whether it's fussy or not, but if you've got, if it's starting to have problems with its skin or allergies or anything like that, then you've really got to start to look first off at the ingredients of the food you're feeding. So let's go to the next stage and say, well, okay, well, if it is a reasonable quality food, well, why would a dog be fussy?
Mm. Well,
what do you think?
A dog is part of a pack, and as part of a pack animal, it seeks a leader, and if there's not a leader, it'll take over that role itself. So.
But it's not a role it particularly likes to have.
No, it likes to be a follower.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They're naturally pack animals.
Yeah. And they do it in little ways, and one of the ways is actually controlling the food. And if you think about the wild, the pack leader would always eat first, and then whatever would be left over for the rest of the pack, they can have when the leader is finished. So quite often what we see when you have a fussy dog, people become, you know, concerned about what it eats and, you know, does it get things, and they try to serve up different dishes, and what they see is the dog just turns its nose away. So I suggest you try this. And you know, you can listen to some of what I say and use whatever you think you can. And please give us some feedback as well. That would be nice. But my suggestion is that you become the pack leader, and that you eat first. And by you eat first, I mean, let's say you're having dinner. I think you should eat, and the whole family should sit down and eat before the dog. If you have a problem with your dog, don't feed it before you eat. And I only say this if you have a problem, because we feed our dog at 6 and then we actually make our dinner, but we don't have a problem.
Yeah.
So this is if you have a problem. Then you can even take the bowl that you feed, if you feed your dog with in the food in the bowl, you know, clean the bowl and have it at the dinner table with you. That way the dog gets a fairly good idea that you are eating before it.
Right, you mean actually put the dog's bowl on the dinner table?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, I mean, of course, what we're talking about here, we're not talking about having to do this for 6 months.
No, no, just when you get remedial. Until you get it established, yes.
Yeah.
And then when you are finished, you can, you know, you can even pretend that you're actually eating from the dog's bowl, and make it clear, you know, that you have eaten first. Then you proceed and put the food down for the dog to eat.
Right. So just clarify what you mean by that. You're literally, you're sitting at the dinner table. You're having dinner. The dog's sitting down there, wanting its food, but you're not giving it any food, but you've got the dog bowl on the dining table.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, and do you put some food of the dog's food in that bowl?
Yeah, you could do that for sure. Anything to make the dog believe that you are actually eating the food that it is going to eat later.
Right. So when you finished your eating your meal, and you've got the dog's bowl sitting there with his food in it, what you're saying is you can actually pick up the dog's bowl, maybe put a little dry biscuit or a human biscuit in there.
Yeah.
And then
eat
pretend, yeah, be eating from the bowl.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And make sure the dog watches you.
Right.
And then you put it down for the dog to eat. And if the dog just sniffs at it and walks away, you can give it a chance of, you know, a few minutes, 5 minutes. And if it hasn't eaten, you remove the bowl. And that's the chance of the day. Then you do not repeat this until the next time you eat, which would be breakfast.
Right, because we get comments from people, don't we, that, you know, they've tried putting it down just for a few minutes and then taking it away, but then they're concerned after about 3 days that the dog literally hasn't eaten anything, and the dog is starving itself. So is that more about the issue of the dog still hasn't made that connection in its mind that you are telling it to eat and what to eat?
Well, if it hasn't eaten what you are giving it after 3 days, I would suggest that the dog gets food elsewhere, because it naturally eats when it's hungry.
But would it be saying in its mind it's not sure whether it should be eating that food? Maybe it's confused about the food in the bowl. Is that possible? I mean, particularly, I mean, the other thing is people leave the food down for, you know, a day or whatever and just let the dog graze away. You're saying that's not a good idea, right?
Yeah, and I don't recommend that for a fussy dog. It's fine if it's a dog that likes to, some dog do like to go and just have a snack here and then, and it's not a problem. But if it is a problem eating, I don't recommend that at all, because it you know, it just becomes something not interesting.
Right, and I guess just talking about this being the pack leader and the dog naturally being far more comfortable with you making all the decisions for it, including what to eat. But
yeah,
it'd be interesting. People should just maybe think about that in other areas as well, in terms of when you're walking in the door, make the dog wait till everyone else has gone in the door and until you've given the dog permission to come in.
Yeah, exactly. So I was about to say that then there might be more problems than just the fussy eating. The dog might actually have a lot more little see itself as a pack leader a lot more than what you think. And with things like you say, when you come in the door, make sure the dog is the last person to go in. When you go for a walk, make sure the dog is the last one to get out the door.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting too, most of the problems we hear about for fussy dogs seem to be for little dogs.
Yes.
And the problem, you know, no disrespect to little dog owners out there, but I guess the thing with little dogs, it's very easy. You know, big dogs are just big dogs and play around, but little dogs can often be like toys or treated like, you know, given a lot of attention and fuss and because they are cute.
Yeah.
And so they're given all this sort of special attention and made to feel very like and treated like a little toy, and that can lead in fact to them thinking that they are the pack leader, or what's even worse, them being confused about, well, who's in charge here? You know, I want actually my owner to be in charge. I don't want to be the pack leader, because that's the thing. Dogs don't want to make the decisions,
no.
Do they?
You see it often in things like they would bark at a lot of things to, you know, to warn the pack, you, if it sees itself as a pack leader, or it jumps up on your lap when it feels like it, not when you ask it to come.
Yeah, so I think we might have to talk about this another time, about this whole pack leader behaviour thing. But certainly in relation to food, which is what we're focusing on, I guess the summary is, isn't it, to make the decision for the dog what, where and when it eats, and it's how you do that.
Yeah.
So do you want to just recap again the process that you think...
Okay, very quickly. You make sure you eat before your dog, and make sure that you show it to the dog that you are eating. You present it its food, and if it does not eat, if it eats, that's great. If it does not eat, remove the food after 5 minutes, and then it's present, you know, do the whole thing the next time you have a meal, and not try, you know, anything in between.
Okay. Any other tips? If that doesn't work, it's going to work. Of course.
It's going to work. Well, if it doesn't work for you, please let us know, because we would like to, you know, to help some more. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we hope this has been useful to people. And as Mel just said, you know, if you do have any specific problems, we're more than happy to help out. Just drop us an email to either Liam or Mel. That's mal@propack.co.nz, or you can give us a call on 0800 dog food, and yeah, anything we can do to help out. But just try these little things. I guess it's very much like children, isn't it? You've got to
very much so.
Yeah, it's about persevering for a little bit, and I'm sure all of us have had children know that you have this psychological battle where the second you give in, then all is lost. So it's very much like that with dogs. So but you, funnily enough, don't need to try persevere for as long as you think you might.
No.
It doesn't normally take that long to do it, but it just takes a little bit of...
No, and dogs are very clever. Once they sense that you've taken over that role, then that's fine. They're happy. They give in.
Well, they'd prefer you actually to have taken that role over, wouldn't they? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's all from us. Hope you found it useful. And
thank you.
Thank you. Bye.